I get hired to do budget talks, and people are always asking me, when are things going to get better? And they're starting to get better, but they're not going to get better until you fix streamlined sales tax. Sales taxes, 2006, were between $1.9 and $2 billion. In 2010, there were about $230 million below that. And clearly, part of that was economic. But the other part of it is we're not efficiently taxing internet sales, and internet sales are going up. You know, the budget's starting to rebound right now, but the gross receipts from sales tax in the first 6 months of the fiscal year were up 0.2%. That is after we're $230 million on a base of about $1.9 billion below where we were. And, you know, I shop on the internet. And if a company doesn't have Nexus, they don't collect the sales tax. And it's not only hurting the state, it's hurting your local governments, too, because to the extent that you have local sales taxes, they're also not being collected. And so I really think it's something that needs to be looked at.
Jim, while you're here, I've read your budget outlook presentation that you put together in October, if I remember right. And one of the statistics you had in there is that from 76 to either 2000 or 2002, there was never a time when we had back-to-back revenue.
We had no years of zero revenue growth. Okay. They were always positive from fiscal 76 to fiscal 2000.
And then since then?
We've had 4 years negative and some very significantly negative years out of 10 years.
Out of 10 years, okay.
Yes, and Senator, I can tell
you. Is that a structural problem, or is that a...
It's a little bit. Of the general fund, about 65-66% of it comes from the individual income tax. And one component of the individual income tax is capital gains. And so what's happened in the 2000s is you have these market fluctuations. Capital gains fell... In fiscal, I believe it was fiscal 2003, it fell from, we were collecting about $10 billion, we were taxing about $10 billion of capital gains. And from the peak to the bottom, we went from about 10 to 3. And we taxed at a 6% rate. And so we lost dramatic revenue there. And then since that time, obviously, we've had another market crash. And so part of it is our dependence upon capital gains. And also the other two things we tax that kind of look like capital gains are interest and dividends. And those are also been fluctuating dramatically. As you know, currently there's virtually no place you can get any decent interest. And so the three things I would tell you is capital gains and then income tax withholding. And obviously we've been through a couple of rough economic stretches, although the last couple of years have been dramatically worse than the early 2000s really was more of a stock market crash, not a jobs crash. And then the third thing being we're inefficiently taxing internet sales, I think. And so those are kind of the three stools. And I think each of them, three legs of the stool, each of them gets some of the blame for those four negative years of negative GR growth in the 2000s.